Okay. First of all, thank you to Gary for covering right after you got back from Israel. So I appreciate that very much. And Shkara for finishing the seventh parak. So now we will start from the beginning of the eighth parak, the very beginning of the Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. When the Mishnah says as follows, Isha shenaflu la nechasim ad shelo tit aris. So what's happening here? So you have a woman who is about to get married, and she inherits money or she acquires money before she becomes engaged, before she does erisin. So she's now she now acquires money. So and it's not only that she necessarily, like, you know, someone passes away and she gets Yerusha, but any of the normal ways for her to acquire any money, she acquires that money before erisin. And then Rashi says, she acquires money achelo titaris vinit arsa. All right, now she has erisin. Okay, so she had acquired money before erisin. Now they do erisin. She does kedushin now, and now she's married or on her way to be married. Right. So what happens in such a case? So modin b'sham or b'silel shemocheres vinosenes vikayim. That if she decides to sell that property, or decides, you know, to make a deal to sell that which she had already acquired, so she can sell it, and then she can give it over, and that sale is valid if she does so. Fine. Look at Rashi. Fine. So there, Beisham and Beisel both agree. She acquires the property before she gets engaged, before she does kiddushin. And then she's Mikudeshes, and then after she's Mikudeshes, she sells the property, so that's fine. Everyone agrees she can sell it, she can give it away, and the transaction is valid. Okay, so Naflula Mishinis Arsa, but what happens if she only first acquires the item or the property once she has already had Kiddushin? So what's the concern? The concern is that Mishinis Arsa, so now she's no longer totally in her own jurisdiction, right? Her husband acquires certain things for her. If her husband takes care of her finances, we know we've been talking about this now for weeks and weeks. So if she, whatever she purchased or whatever she got before Kiddushin, so it's totally hers, 1,000% hers. It's no question she can go ahead and she can make a deal after she's, you know, presumably even after she's done Kiddushin. But if she only first acquires the item or the property beforehand, after Kiddushin takes place, so now we're going to start to have machlokas. So Nafala Mishin is Arsa Beshama Omrim Timkor. Beshama says, go ahead. She can go ahead. She can sell that item. Look at Rashi says, Beshama Omrim Timkor Be'oda Arusa. While she's still only in Arusa, not yet in Yisua, she can go ahead and she can sell that land. Aval Mishatina say, lo, right? But once she does Nisua, then she can't sell that land. Why? We're going to talk about later. Give more examples. Fine, but the point is that if she acquired the property after kiddushin, Bishama says she can still sell it at least before she does nisuin. Beis Hillel omrim lo tibur. Beis Hillel says already now she can't sell it. Right at that point, she's already she acquired it when she was already mikudeshes, so she can't sell the land then either. I mean, Eilu ve'Eilu modim she machra v'nasna kayim. But they both agree, that sounds like b'di'eved, if she acquired the property after kiddushin, so then she sold it, and it sounds like before nisuin, that the transaction is valid. Maybe she shouldn't have done it, but everyone agrees that what she did was fine. What she did was valid, at least what she did. Fine. So at this point, before she acquires the property before kiddushin, everyone agrees that she can sell it and everything's valid. But what if she only acquires it after erisin and she sells it before nisuin? So that's mishul b'sham to have machlokas whether she's allowed to do so. But everyone agrees that if she does so, she does sell it again. The transaction is valid. So Amr Yehuda, Amru Chacham Lefnei Regel. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the Chachamim said the following in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Ho v'zacha b'isha lo yiske b'nechasim. He said, what's going on here? Right? And the machlokas, what the machlokas it's going to be a machlokes what this attack is on, right? Which section of this conversation? But the Gamliel said the Chacham said to Rabbi Gamliel, or at least in front of him, since the husband has already married the woman, right? He was zacha b'isha. He already acquired her, right? In a certain sense, right? Lo yiska b'nechasim. So he shouldn't get her property. Meaning, she can still go ahead wheeling and dealing, making deals with her property. The guy has married her now. Since he's married her, done kiddushin. So how can she do anything? So am lahem. So Rabbi Gamliel said back. Al chadashim anuboshim, right? On the new case, you're gonna see. We'll see what the new case is referring to. We're gonna see this phrase, this conversation go on a few times now. But and so maybe refer to different things, different times. But at this point, he says, "Look, on the chadashim, Rashi says, al chadashim shenafla mishenises, right? Meaning on the we didn't talk about the cases where she acquires the property after the nisuin, so." So Gamliel says, look, when it comes to the new property, or the property she gets when she is already the Nisuan, anuboshim, we're embarrassed. What do you mean embarrassed? Like a Rashi. Anuboshim, maro chachamim lomar, imachar venasna habal motzi miyad lekuchos. Kiditan comes. So we see later in this Mishnah that if she acquires the land after Nisuan, and then she sells it, so that chachamim say, that the husband can go actually and take it back, right? So Gamliel says, look, we're already like, don't know how to explain this. This already makes us embarrassed, this psak. So that's already hard for us, right? El shatem megavlin alenu esi eshanim, was Sineya also upset about for us when it comes to the old case, right? The case of, when she acquires it after Kiddushin, that already you're bothering me? You know, we're having a hard enough time explaining the later case, right? So what about, don't even bother us about the first case. Fine. So nothing. So that's we're going to have to explain all these back of these conversations, what they mean and what they're referring to, etc. Fine. But that's how the Chachamim attack on Gamliel, and Gamliel says, hold up. You give me enough trouble about the later cases. Don't give me trouble about the first case. Okay. So now the Mishnah continues. So nothing. Mishnah says. But what about? So now let's go to this case. What happens if she's already done nisuin? So they are now fully married, right? And she now acquires some Yerusha, something that she acquires. So Dafla Mishanises, Elu ve'elu modim, even Beishamay and Beisela both agree, she machra v'nasna, that if she goes ahead and she sells the property, or she gives it away, Shabal motzi bi'alikuchos, that the Baal can now go, the new husband can go and take her back. Meaning it's not, it's totally, it's a good, doesn't mean it's a, it's a good question. Does it mean it's a valid sale, just he can go take it back? Or does it mean it's so invalid, he can just go remove it from their hands? But the bottom line is, it's totally wrong what she did, and some invalidity to the, transaction that takes place. So, Achal Nises, but what if she wasn't yet, hadn't yet done Nisuin when she acquires that property, Vidises, and then she gets, gets married and presumably makes the sale afterwards. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. So again, here she, in the previous case, she acquired the property after Nisuin and sold it after Nisuin. Now she acquires it before Nisuin but sells it after Nisuin. So Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Imachra Venasna Kayim. So Rabbi Gamliel says, no, in that case, if she, again, she got it before Nisuin and sold it after Nisuin, that is valid sale. So Amr Rechanina Ben Akavya. So Rechanina Ben Akavya says, Amr Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. They said in front of Gamliel, "Hol v'zach ha'vayisha la'yiska b'nechasim." Same kasha, right? Seriously, right? Meaning the guy's done kiddushin already, right? He's done kiddushin already, and then he's done nisuin even, right? And now you're going to tell me once he does nisuin, he hasn't been zocha and all the things that she, all of her properties that she, if she goes ahead and she sells it, that the sale is good. So Amlem, so Gamliel says back, "Al chadashim anaboshim." El Shatem Magagon Linus Yeshanim. And again, we're already embarrassed about the case of when she acquires it after Nisuin, right? And now you're giving us a hard time about the case where she got it before Nisuin. You know, that again, we're going to have to explain what this all this back and forth is about. So Shimon Cholek Bein Nechasim Nechasim. Okay, so and Shimon now makes a distinction between different types of Nechasim. What do you mean? Nechasim hayiduin labal So if there's nechasim that the Baal knows about, he knows about certain properties that you know that his wife has. So lo timkor, so that she's not allowed to sell. Vimachra, vinasna, batel. And she goes ahead and she sells them or gives them away. It's batel. He knew about it already. This is property he is aware of, and it's in hidrashus, and he's not interested in her selling, giving it away. She'edin yidun labal. But if his property is that he doesn't know about, lo timkor, then she should not sell. Vimachra, vinasna, kayam. But if she does, then the sale is valid. So we can ask Kashi here also, what's going on here? But the fact that he knows or doesn't know, if it's behind his back, then it's okay. If it's not behind his back, then what's the difference? So Gemara's going to have to explain, you know, how to deal with, how to explain this case as well. Okay. And Rashi also tells us that the Gemara will explain it as you move along. Fine. Okay. So Gemara is now going to deal with each of these cases and take each one apart. So it begins with the following question. Maishna Resha de lo plige, u maishna Seifa de plige. Right, look at Rashi. Maishna Resha de lo plige, harenis arsa, umishum de nafla kodum lachain, hora kocho. Right? In the first case, what do we say? If she gets the property before she ever had kiddushin at all, Basila Bishama both agree, go ahead, make a deal. Right? Go ahead, make a sale, no problem. But if she got it after Erisin, right? But if she got the property before Erisin and she sells it after Erisin, but if she gets the property after Erisin, so now they have a machlokas, right? So what's the difference? Well, who cares that she acquired the property before Erisin or she acquired the property after Erisin, right? What is the fact that she, right? That's Rashi says, Mishum de Naflula Kodim Lachen Hover Kocha, right? She's meaning in both cases she is, you know, already nisarsa. Who cares that she now, that she got the property before, she got the property after. What's the difference? So Amrei debe Rabbi Yanai Reisha bezechusa naflu Seifa bezechusa naflu. There's a big difference. Depends when the property fell to her. In the first case, the property fell to her, and it fell into her property, right? And there's her zechus, right? Because she was on her own at that point. But in the Seifa, in the second case, that was already fell to her, the property falls to her while she is already married, right? And now it's in his zechus, when it comes to her. So in bizechuso naflu, okay, but if that's true, if it fell, don't be so fancy here. If you tell me it's his zechus, really? So why is the sale good? I can't sell someone else's property, right? So if you're telling me now it's his property, then why am I allowed to sell it? So Ela Resha Vadai Bizuchusa Naflu. No, the answer is before Erisin, it's for sure her zuchus. She's not married to anybody. Right? It's for sure hers. But Seifa Eimer Bizuchusa, Eimer Bizuchuso. But when it comes after Erisin, now we're in a little bit of a Banish Mashos in where she is. Right? So it's a suffix. Whether it's his zuchus now, is it her zuchus? Right? And therefore Lechachila lo timkor. Therefore Lechachila, we say to her, we're not really sure whose it is. You can't sell it. Be'imachra. But if she does, it's okay because it's only a seifa, it's only a suffix whether or not it was really his. And that's why we make a distinction between the case where the property fell to her before Erisin and she does the deal after Erisin, or it fell to her after Erisin and she does the deal after Erisin. That's what makes such a difference. And obviously, we will pick up tomorrow with the explaining the rest of the Mishnah. Okay, sure.